This is Louis Navalier. It's Friday, April 26th. Okay, we have a nice reflex rally underway in the market, as we should, because yesterday there was a lot of relative strength under the surface. So that was good for us. Obviously, the market's being led higher by Google, which beat, and Microsoft, which not only beat, but their AI division's sales are improving. In the previous quarter, Microsoft's AI news was disappointing to Wall Street. So the fact that somebody's finally monetizing AI-related software is very exciting. So Microsoft's up, and that's actually a stock we have under management. So that's good. So we got some leadership in the market, and the energy stocks are interesting. A lot of them are beating big time on revenues but missing on earnings. So I don't want you to worry about that, because as long as revenues are soaring, they're fine. This is the early in the summer driving season where, you know, demand goes up incredibly. And I would add that ExxonMobil, which did miss on the stock we own, they have a huge interest in Guyana, and their interest is growing because they're buying out Chevron's interest from an acquisition. So Guyana is the most exciting thing to happen in basically in the Americas for oil discovery, and it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. They're now the third track in Guyana is coming online. There'll be more tracks down the road. Okay, so the big news obviously today was the personal consumption expenditures index. It was updated. It was up 0.3% in March, and the core rate excluding food and energy was up 0.3%, and I think there was a big sigh of relief, okay? The annual numbers were slightly higher than some economists wanted, but that was all in line with expectations. So there was just relief we got that out of the way, and Treasury yields are falling today. So that's good. Now, the Fed meets next week, and their FOMC statement's going to be a big deal on Wednesday. So we want to see what that is all about, and see what the Fed thinks of things going forward. There's no dot plot next week. That comes out every other Fed meeting. But otherwise, you know, it's earnings season. Earnings are growing. You can't keep good stocks down. There's a lot of AI excitement. It's just time to grow and prosper here, folks. So hang on. Let's let earnings do their thing and drop kick and drive our stocks higher. I have noticed that there is some profit-taking sometimes on some stocks when they come out with earnings. They don't have the biggest beat, but then they tend to bounce the next day. So this mean reversion trading that dominates Wall Street is alive and well. And that's why after a down day, you have an up day. And then after a big up day, you might have a down day. But the bottom line, we are seesawing higher, okay? And this week, of course, we exhibited tremendous relative strength. Because yesterday, when the market was down, Supermicrocomputer, NVIDIA were up. And last I counted, I think I had 53 stocks up yesterday on a down day. So I'm pretty proud of that. So hang on, enjoy the ride, and let's just let earnings do their thing. So have a great weekend, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.